without saying anything to anybody, typical Eddie again, we'll go and take part in that exercise, you see. So we got this Anson all teed up and ready for this morning. We were going to start off at 5 o'clock in the morning, and this all happened, and we started off, and you couldn't see across Marlton Aerodrome. It was absolutely clamped. We'd got a radar beacon by then, which we could home to ourselves, to Marlton, which gave us some confidence we could get back. But it was early days, and it was a bedboard. Anyway, we took off, and we didn't see a damn thing. We picked up the Cork Light ship 3 or 4 miles, which gave us some confidence, and we picked up the gun fleet, and as we went out and to the Hinders and so on. And in the middle of all this, suddenly we saw, and we knew roughly what direction to look. We saw a huge blip that we'd never seen the like of before. This turned out to be the Courageous. And we flew around the fleet, we counted the escort destroyers and things like that, all on this primitive tube, which was flopping about in elastic, you know, it wasn't even in a box, really. And we came back, and Eddie, typically again, couldn't wait, gets on the phone to coastal operations at Bertram Newton, and reports where the fleet was, Latin on, all that stuff. And the controller was absolutely stunned, you see, he really was. And I overheard part of this conversation, Eddie talking to him, and what he said was apparently, for Christ's sake, what are you talking about? There hadn't been an exercise. We had to cancel the whole thing because of clampers, you see. And here was this aircraft from Martlesham that nobody'd ever heard of, one part of the RAF in a way, had been buzzing around the fleet. And the fleet was so disturbed they'd sent swordfishes up to look at the forest, which gave us a double whammy, so to speak, because not only did we then see the Courageous and its destroyers and whatnot and could count them, but between our pulse locally and the ground, the sea return, there were spikes coming up in between us, and these were the swordfish coming up, the first AI, you know, just by chance. As I say, it was a double whammy in a way. But of course, this had tremendous sensations up in Emirates and whatnot, when this was all reported back by the controller. There was this damned aircraft, and the fleet complaining. There was an aircraft flying around their fleet. What the hell was it doing? So on. Which, in a sense, was a good thing, because it highlighted the whole thing to a point. And before we knew where we were, we then had a complete flight at Martlesham. All the trades from the RAF to help us. More aircraft. We had battles and, you know, we had a communications aircraft. We were set up in no time. And it really was a tremendous success.